This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. It's your brother Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Alhamdulillah, this is dua number 20. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these a means of our healing, of our shifa, of our cure. Allahumma ameen in this blessed month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us Ramadan after Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. Today we have a dua from the Quran. It's a beautiful dua from Surah Al-Baqarah. And whenever you have a dua from the Quran, it's always important to know the context of the dua. So this dua is found in chapter 2, verse 127. And this is in the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail as they are working together in the building of the Kaaba. Now this dua is also mentioned by Imam al-Bukhari in the authentic hadith in the Sahih, in the chapter of the prophets. And in the chapter of the prophets, it's about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam the command to build the Kaaba. And Ibrahim alayhi salam comes and gathers with his son Ismail, and they begin to build the house of Allah. And as Ismail is giving the rocks to Ibrahim, and Ibrahim is standing on the maqam of Ibrahim, and he's building the Kaaba ever higher and higher and higher, and it's getting higher in its elevation. Every time they put a rock, they say, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. O our Lord, accept this service from us. O Allah, accept this action from us, this service from us, this intention from us. You are the one who hears and knows. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allahu Akbar. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And I want you to say this now, just within your heart, within your life, within your being, within your consciousness, that I want this to be a constitution of your life. That anything that you do for the worship of Allah, whether it's salah or siyam as you are fasting now, whether it's zakah that you've given, whether it's the hajj you're performing, whether it's tawaf you're making, whether it's just sitting on your bed and contemplating the creation of Allah, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, accept this from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the one who hears what we've said, and you're the one who knows what we're doing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let me give a thorough explanation of this particular dua. First, notice they begin by saying رَبَّنَا. And it's the plural word of saying Rabbi, my Lord. It's not just for me, but it's for everybody around me. And sometimes you're in your home and you've just finished salah and your wife is busy in the kitchen. Your children are doing their homework. But as you sit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't sit there and say Rabbi, my Lord alone. Remember them all. And this was the habit of the dua of Ibrahim. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنُ. In Surah Ibrahim, oh my Lord, you know what's hidden within us and what we declare. وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْكَ مِنَّا شَيْءٍ. And nothing is hidden from you, Allah. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Oh Allah, make me one who prays and also my children and their progeny. Therefore, you see this example of Ibrahim and Nuh and others, that they would join others in their collective dua. رَبَّنَا, our Lord, all of us, those who believe in you and those who don't. And Ibrahim, in fact, in Surah Ibrahim, he says, وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Oh Allah, the one who disobeys me and won't believe in what you've sent to me, you are the most forgiving, your most merciful. I leave them to you, oh Allah. Always have good in your dua for others. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Accept. Why accept? Because there's many actions that you and I do that are bereft of blessing, that are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from this. Either there's a problem with our niyyah, there's a problem in our formality of it, in how we functioned it. Even the people who lead us in prayer at the end of Salat al-Tarawih, in their dua, most of them, if not all of them, and I hope that they would remember to say, oh Allah, accept from us what we have recited, and whatever we've made of a mistake, we ask you, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pardon us for it. Allahumma aghfir lana ya Rabb. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from us the month of Ramadan. Accept from us our fasting. The Sahaba for 6 months after the month of Ramadan, they would say, Allahumma taqabbal shahru Ramadan minna. Oh Allah, accept the month of Ramadan from us. Therefore, the constitution of a believer. First lesson, make the dua for everyone. Rabbana taqabbal. Accept it from us. Prophet ﷺ gives us a warning. In the authentic hadith, he says, رُبَّ رَجُلٌ قَامَ فَيُصَلِّ. Perhaps a man will stand up and pray. فَلَمْ يُكْتَبْ لَهُ. At the end of the prayer, all that is written for him, نصفها أو ربعها أو عشرها. For some of them, at the end of the prayer, only half of its reward will be written. For others, a quarter. For others, even a tenth. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. You stood up and prayed, only a tenth. For other people, they're fasting all day. At the end of it, nothing. الجوع والعطش, only hunger and thirst. As is in the hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, may Allah protect us, that the one who doesn't control their tongue and acting upon falsehood and false words, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةً أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَ. Allah is in no need of them to leave off their food and their drink. May Allah protect us from such a state. And therefore, ask Allah to accept. قَبُول الْعَمَلِ is as important as the amal. That Allah accepts our deeds is as important as having fulfilled it. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Except from us. إِنَّكَ. Now single out Allah. Notice. إِنَّكَ. You alone, O Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ. It's tawkeed. You, only you. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ. You, only you. As-Sami'u al-Alim is the all-hearing and all-knowing. Subhanallah. You say all-hearing because your presumption is that Allah sees you and hears you in any condition. وَاللَّهُ قَرِيبٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي. And Allah is nearer to His servants. أَقْرَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. He's closer to you than your jugular. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not within us in this room. حَاشَ ذَاكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is transcendent from His creation. بَاِنْ عَنْ خَلْقُ. مُنَزَّه subhanahu wa ta'ala. Transcendent beyond comparison. He's not confined to this space that has been created by Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But His knowledge is here. His hearing is here. His understanding of our condition. His knowledge of what will be, what has been, what will, and what will happen even though it could never happen because we made an alternate choice. He knows what our other choices would have arrived at, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-Sami'a, He is the all-hearing. All-hearing of what is in the heart. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows what the eyes may try to hide and are unable to see and what are still buried in the chests of man. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is even more hidden, meaning that not just what's in your chest, but what has not yet come to your mind in your chest, what you have not yet thought about. He knows what you will think before you thought it, what you will intend before you intended it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the statement of Allah in Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَخْشَى وَمَا أَخْفَى. What is even more hidden than what is buried beneath the earth. لَهُمَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا and what is in the heavens and what is in the earth and everything on the earth and what is even more beneath and what is more buried in the chests of man that has not come yet into formulation. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ. You, only you. السَّمِيعَ is the all-hearing. العليم. Your knowledge extends beyond what I've done to what I will do, to what I have done and what I could do. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يعلم ما هو الآن وما هو كان وما سيكون وما يكون وإن لم يكن سبحانه وتعالى. He knows what was, what is, what will be, and what could be, even though it will never come to being, because He has not given it its ability to come to being. But what its outcome would have been is in His knowledge, سبحانه وتعالى. أحاط بكل شيء علما. Therefore, this dua is a powerful dua. It's a dua that builds sincerity between you. It's a dua of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam as he stood building the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, zadaha Allah sharafan wa waqara. It is the dua of the Anbiya. It's the dua of the Salihin. It is the dua of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in following the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Make sure today be plentiful with correcting your intention by saying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. To your brother Yahya Ibrahim, with another Ramadan therapy, curing our intentions. This was dua number 19, dua from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 127 of the second chapter of the Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.